Good Monday to you, my Walking with Jesus friends. Have you ever met someone who seems too good to be true? They just radiate the joy of Jesus. They are compassionate and helpful to others, especially others in need. They are encouraging and kind, generous and gracious. Anyone come to your mind with that description? Life was not easy in first century Roman Empire, especially for Jews, and Jerusalem was not a particularly joyful, friendly place to live, much of the time with Roman soldiers walking the streets. But in the days following that special Shavuot Pentecost festival, when the Holy Spirit of God came upon the followers of Jesus, suddenly Jerusalem seemed filled with these radically wonderful people. Acts chapter 2 reports, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles." Pause. Who is this talking about, and what was happening in Jerusalem? Well, yes, it was the disciples of Jesus and about 120 friends of Jesus, upon whom the Holy Spirit first came with wind and tongues of fire, as reported in Acts chapter 2, remember? You'll recall the Holy Spirit enabled them to explain about Jesus in languages they did not know, but languages recognized by thousands of travelers who had come to Jerusalem from the far corners of the empire for Shavuot Pentecost. But even more amazing were the 3,000 Jews who had just responded to Peter's message, trusted in Jesus as their Messiah and Lord, and been baptized. Now, these more than 3,100 Holy Spirit-empowered brand new Christians were living radical lives, and that was shaking up Jerusalem. And as we saw yesterday, they were gathering daily to learn from the disciples and others who knew Jesus personally, and the Holy Spirit was doing a radical work inside each of them. How do we know? Listen to what they did. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Acts 2, verse 44 and 45. Now that's radical. Would you agree? So why would they do such a radical thing? Well, for Jews, generosity, especially to widows and those in need, was a fundamental lifestyle expectation from God for his people, going all the way back to the days of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 10. When Jerusalem was filled to overflowing by Jewish festival travelers from all around the known world, they of course needed lodging and food while at these festivals. But there simply were not enough inns for travelers, so generous Jews invited travelers into their homes. And now, as they were preparing to leave for their long journeys back to their homes far away, these new Christians were so very generously pouring blessing upon them. But that same generosity was also helping widows and poor residents of Jerusalem and the surrounding villages. No one had ever seen such an outpouring of the love of God and generous kindness. But there's more. Listen, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. Acts 2, 46 and 47. So let's be honest, my friends. Look around your city, wherever you live in the world. Do you see evidence of such radical, God-honoring living? As you might imagine, news of this spread all across Jerusalem and to the nearby towns and villages. And it wasn't just a one-time event. As you see by Luke's description, it continued day after day. It became a radical, contagious lifestyle that began to define this new Jesus movement. And when these changed Shavuot Pentecost pilgrims arrived home, they took this new lifestyle with them because the Holy Spirit of God continued doing his life-changing work in them as they traveled and resettled back home as changed people. The result of this contagious generosity was amazing. As Luke reports, the Lord added to their number daily those who are being saved, Acts 2, verse 47. So what does it mean, my friends? How do you explain what was happening in Jerusalem? Have you ever been part of something like this? Do you see evidence that the Holy Spirit has been doing this same life-changing, priority-changing work in you? Luke seems to take a time out with that statement, as though Dr. Luke wants us to witness one particular event which depicts the signs and wonders which the apostles were doing and the impact this movement was having in Jerusalem. While we don't know exactly when this happened, I presume it was only a few days or a few weeks at most after Pentecost. We do, however, know where, at the entrance of the beautiful gate to the temple area, Acts 3, verse 2. I presume that most of the close friends of Jesus had returned home to the Galilee region to continue on with life, while Peter and John, and probably many of the disciples, remained in Jerusalem, trying to manage this tsunami of interest in Jesus, which started with 3,000 people being baptized. The temple area, which was the most prominent and largest facility in all of Jerusalem, was the daily gathering place as people sought to know more about Jesus from the disciples. One day, as Peter and John were walking to that huge temple area, they observed a crippled man being carried to his normal place of begging. The Holy Spirit stirred something in Peter that day, who probably had seen this man sitting near that gate many times before. This time, Peter stopped and simply said to the beggar words that changed his life. "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk!" Acts 3, verse 1 to 6. I don't think Peter was shouting and making a scene. I think he was compassionately reaching to this beggar, extending his hand and offering what the Spirit of God was leading him to offer, a miracle in the name of Jesus. Perhaps for the first time in his life, the ability to stand and walk. Peter had seen Jesus do this several times. Dr. Luke records, "Instantly, the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. He went with Peter and John into the temple courts, jumping and praising God." Acts 3, verse 7 and 8. Oh, we need to pause right here and watch this miracle. How did it happen? What power healed this man? And tomorrow, please join me again as the Holy Spirit leads us to understand this remarkable event and what was happening in Jerusalem.